Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Imagine a moment in your life when the shadows of despair seem to close in and the weight of life's challenges feels almost unbearable. It's in these darkest valleys that the first sign of God's presence becomes profoundly real. The Unseen Guardian, Psalm 91:11-12, paints a vivid picture of God's promise. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Here, we are assured that God dispatches his angels as divine guardians, encircling us with their protective presence. Consider the imagery. Angelic beings, messengers of God, standing as sentinels around us. Their duty: to guard us in all our ways, to lift us up in their hands, ensuring that we do not stumble and fall. It's a breathtaking picture of divine intervention, a heavenly security detail assigned to each believer. Personalizing this truth, I recount a season in my life when the winds of adversity were blowing fiercely. I faced a challenge that, from a human standpoint, seemed insurmountable. The weight of anxiety threatened to crush me. Yet, in the midst of that storm, there was a moment of calm, a peace that surpassed understanding. It was as if the very atmosphere shifted. In that sacred moment, I could almost hear the flutter of angelic wings, feel the divine presence enveloping me. It was an assurance, a whispered promise that I was not alone. God's angels were on duty, encamped around me, providing comfort in the midst of chaos. Beloved, this is not a distant and abstract theological concept. It is a living reality for every believer. God's unseen guardians are not relegated to ancient tales. They are active participants in our lives today. They stand as a formidable force against the unseen battles we face, offering protection and comfort when we need it most. Perhaps you, too, can recall a moment when the odds were stacked against you, and yet an unexplainable peace washed over you. That peace, dear friends, was the presence of the unseen guardian. God's angels at work in your life. Let this truth anchor your faith. As you traverse the valleys of life, remember that you are not alone. God's unseen guardians are with you, their watchful eyes ensuring that you do not stumble. In moments of despair, find solace in the promise that no harm shall befall you, for you are under the watchful care of the Almighty. May this awareness of the unseen guardian deepen your trust in God's providence, knowing that He who commands His angels concerning you is faithful to keep you in all your ways. As you face the challenges of life, walk with the assurance that you are surrounded by a heavenly host, and no stone in your path will cause you to stumble. The second sign that God is with you unfolds as the gentle whispers of wisdom, guiding you through the intricate tapestry of life's complexities. Proverbs 2:6 stands as a firm foundation for this truth, declaring, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding." In God's infinite wisdom, He graciously imparts understanding and discernment, illuminating the paths of righteousness for His beloved children. Consider the rich narrative of Solomon, a man who stands as a timeless testament to the transformative power of divine wisdom. In 1 Kings 3:9, Solomon, presented with the opportunity to request anything from God, chose wisdom. His choice reflects an acknowledgement of the invaluable nature of God's wisdom in navigating the challenges of life. Solomon's reign became a living legacy, marked by wisdom that surpassed the wisdom of all other kings of his time. 1 Kings 4:29, 30. The whispers of wisdom are not reserved for grand moments or monumental decisions alone. No, they are a constant presence in the small, seemingly mundane choices we encounter each day. God's wisdom extends beyond the grandiose and permeates the ordinary aspects of our lives, gently nudging us towards His perfect will. Dear friends, God's whispers of wisdom are like a compass, steering us away from the pitfalls of life and guiding us towards His intended destination. It's a still, small voice that speaks with clarity in the midst of life's noise, offering insights beyond human comprehension. As we navigate the complexities of relationships, career choices, and daily decisions, let us attune our hearts to these whispers of wisdom. In the moments of uncertainty, when the road ahead seems unclear, take solace in the promise that God's wisdom is available to you. His understanding and discernment are not distant or elusive, but readily accessible to those who seek Him. May the story of Solomon inspire us to prioritize wisdom in our own lives. Let us be a people who choose God's wisdom over worldly allurements, understanding that in doing so, we align ourselves with the divine guidance that transcends human understanding. My dear friends,
hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Ross Patterson or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Ross Patterson.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Let the whispers of wisdom be a constant companion on your journey. Embrace the transformative power of divine insight in both the grand and the ordinary moments of life. As you seek God's wisdom, may your path be illuminated, and may you find assurance in the knowledge that the Lord, in His infinite wisdom, is with you every step of the way. Beloved, in the tapestry of human existence, tribulations are woven into the very fabric of our lives. Yet, amidst the storms and sorrows, the third sign emerges, the Comforter in tribulation. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, where the Apostle Paul declares, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. In the midst of life's trials, we find solace in the embrace of the God of all comfort. The very essence of God is compassion, and His heart is inclined towards us in our moments of deepest anguish. He is not a distant spectator, but an intimate participant in our pain, ready to offer the balm of His comfort. I vividly recall a season of personal loss where the ache of grief seemed insurmountable in the quiet moments of solitude. When tears flowed freely, there was a profound sense of presence, an indescribable peace that transcended the circumstances. It was a peace that surpassed all understanding. It was in those moments that I experienced the tangible reality of the Comforter drawing near. It was not a distant sympathy, but an intimate sharing in my grief. In that sacred space, I found myself wrapped in the comforting embrace of a God who understands the depths of sorrow. Beloved, this is the promise we hold on to in times of tribulation. The assurance that God is not a passive observer of our pain. He is actively involved, offering comfort that goes beyond human comprehension. The Comforter does not shield us from sorrow, but walks with us through the valleys, providing a refuge in the midst of life's storms as we navigate the turbulent waters of life. Let us take refuge in the comforting presence of our Heavenly Father. His compassion knows no bounds, and His comfort is a soothing balm for our wounded hearts. In the embrace of the God of all comfort, we find strength to endure, hope to persevere, and peace that defies the chaos around us. Moreover, let us not forget the beautiful reciprocity embedded in this sign. The comfort we receive from God becomes a wellspring for comforting others. Our experiences of God's comfort equip us to be agents of solace to those who traverse similar paths of pain and despair. May this truth resonate in our hearts. Even in the darkest hour, the Comforter is with us. As we open ourselves to His comforting presence, let us become vessels of His compassion, extending the same comfort to others that we ourselves have received from the God of all comfort. The fourth sign, my friends, that God is with you emerges as the guiding light of His word. In Psalm 119:105, we find this powerful declaration. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. This imagery conveys the profound truth that God's word is not merely a collection of ancient writings, but a living, guiding force in our lives. Life's journey often takes us through terrain that is uncertain and shrouded in darkness. In those moments, God's word becomes the unwavering beacon that dispels the shadows and illuminates our path. It is a lamp for our feet, providing guidance for each step we take, and a light on our path, revealing the broader direction of our journey. Consider the poignant example of the Israelites wandering in the desert in Exodus 13:21. We read about God's provision for his people. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. This tangible manifestation of God's guidance, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, led the Israelites through the vast and challenging wilderness. Similarly, in our spiritual journey, God provides the guiding light of his word. It is not a fleeting spark, but a constant and reliable presence, offering clarity in the midst of life's uncertainties, when we feel lost, when doubt and confusion cloud our vision. The word of God stands as a dependable guide, leading us through the deserts of uncertainty and pointing us toward the promised land of his perfect will. Beloved, let us embrace the reality that God's word is not a distant or archaic guidebook, but a living and relevant source of light for our journey. As we immerse ourselves in its pages, we discover the timeless wisdom, unfailing promises, and transformative power that illuminate our way. In the grand tapestry of life, let the guiding light of God's word be the thread that weaves through every chapter. In moments of uncertainty, let it be the compass that steers us aright. May we, like the Israelites of old, trust in the guiding presence of God through his word, acknowledging that even in the darkest moments, his light shines brightly to lead us home. The fifth sign that God is with you unfolds as the tangible presence of God in your prayers. In the hustle and bustle of life, anxiety often seeks to take root in our hearts. Yet, God invites us to a place of intimate communion through prayer, where our concerns and petitions find a receptive audience in the divine throne room. As we present our requests with thanksgiving, a divine exchange occurs. Our anxieties are traded for the peace of God, a peace that surpasses human comprehension. Recall a season of intense prayer in my own life, when I faced a critical decision. The weight of the choice before me seemed overwhelming, and anxiety threatened to cloud my judgment. Yet, in those sacred moments of pouring out my heart before God, something remarkable happened. His tangible presence manifested in the midst of my prayers. It wasn't a mere emotional response or a fleeting sense of calm, but a profound peace that defied human understanding. In those moments, I sensed the reassuring embrace of a heavenly Father who not only heard my prayers, but also responded with a peace that acted as a sentinel, guarding my heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Dear friends, this is not a distant promise, but a present reality for every believer. God's presence is not confined to the heavens. It permeates the very essence of our prayers. When we seek him earnestly, our prayers become a conduit for the divine to intersect with the earthly, and in that sacred space, peace descends like a gentle dove. The Apostle Paul, the author of Philippians, understood the transformative power of God's presence in prayer. From the depths of Roman imprisonment, he wrote letters filled with encouragement and exhortation, testifying to the peace that guarded his heart. amidst trials. In your own life, consider the moments when you've earnestly sought God in prayer. Perhaps it was in times of crisis, uncertainty, or decision-making. In those moments, did you not experience a peace that transcended your circumstances? This, dear friends, is the tangible presence of God in response to your prayers. The sixth sign of God's presence in our lives unfolds as the miraculous provision of our Heavenly Father. In Matthew 6, 25, 33, Jesus tenderly reminds us of God's caring nature, saying, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?" In a world often filled with anxiety about material needs, Jesus directs our attention to the profound truth that our Heavenly Father is not indifferent to our concerns. His provision extends far beyond the physical necessities of life. It encompasses every facet of our existence. As we place our trust in Him, we experience the boundless generosity of a God who provides abundantly. Consider the remarkable story of Elijah during a severe drought. In 1 Kings 17:8-16, Elijah, guided by God, encounters a widow in Zarephath. The widow, facing her own dire circumstances with only a handful of flour and a little oil left, was prepared to make a final meal for herself and her son before succumbing to the famine. Yet, in an astounding display of God's miraculous provision, the flour and oil did not run out. Through Elijah's presence, God sustained not only the widow, but also her household throughout the duration of the drought. This narrative illustrates the divine principle that when we trust in our Heavenly Father, our needs are not merely met, but exceeded in abundance. God, who knows the intricacies of our lives, provides for us in ways that go beyond our understanding. In my own journey of faith, there have been moments when I faced uncertainty about provisions, whether financial, emotional, or spiritual. Yet, as I leaned on God's promises and entrusted my concerns to Him, I witnessed His miraculous provision in unexpected ways. It was as if God took the ordinary elements of my life, like the flour and oil in the widow's jar, and multiplied them beyond what I could imagine. Beloved, let us not be consumed by worry about the necessities of life. Our Heavenly Father, who clothes the lilies of the field and feeds the birds of the air, cares deeply for His children. As we navigate the complexities of our existence, may we fix our gaze on Him, knowing that He is the source of all provision. May the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath inspire us to trust in the miraculous provision of our Heavenly Father. Let us cultivate a spirit of gratitude for the abundance that flows from His hands and share generously with those around us, becoming vessels of His provision in the lives of others. My dear friends, the seventh sign of God's presence in our lives radiates as the transformative power of His grace. Ephesians 2:8-9 serves as a beacon of this truth, reminding us, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Grace, the unmerited favor and undeserved kindness of God, is not merely a theological concept, but a divine force that rescues and transforms us. It is not contingent upon our efforts, achievements, or merits, but flows as a gift from the heart of a loving Father. This grace not only saves us from the consequences of sin, but works continuously, molding us into the image of Christ. Consider the remarkable story of the Apostle Paul, formerly known as Saul, a zealous persecutor of Christians, in Acts 9:1-22. we witness the radical transformation wrought by God's grace in Paul's life. On the road to Damascus, encountering the risen Christ, Paul's life took an unexpected turn. The persecutor became the persecuted, and the enemy of the gospel became its passionate proclaimer. Paul's story is a testament to the transformative power of God's grace, the same grace that rescued him from a life of hostility towards Christ, became the force that propelled him into a life of devoted service. His letters to the early churches bear witness to the ongoing work of God's grace, shaping Paul into a vessel of love, mercy, and unwavering faith. In our own journey of faith, God's grace is not a distant event, but a continuous life-altering force. It is the sculptor's hand, molding the rough edges of our character into the likeness of Christ. It is the healer's touch, mending the brokenness within us and restoring us to wholeness. Reflect on moments in your life when you tangibly experience the transformative power of God's grace. Perhaps it was in the midst of personal struggles when His grace brought healing and restoration. Or maybe it was a season of spiritual growth where His grace empowered you to overcome challenges and walk in obedience. Beloved, let us embrace the reality that God's grace is not a limited resource, but an overflowing fountain, abundantly available for each of His children. As we receive this grace with humility and gratitude, may it continue its transformative work within us, making us vessels of His love and ambassadors of His grace to the world. Beloved, as we come to the end of this journey through the signs of God's presence, I'm moved by the depth of His love and faithfulness. Take a moment to reflect on how these signs have resonated with your own experiences. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Your stories may inspire and uplift someone who needs to hear about the tangible ways God is present in our lives. If you found this message meaningful, consider subscribing for more encouragement. And please, share this with others. Let's spread the message of hope and God's love together.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V22 Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.